Patrick Cowenberg's staff and fellow judges in the Los Angeles County Superior Court believed that he was an American hero. By his account, he had been awarded a Purple Heart in Vietnam. He had participated in covert operations for the Central Intelligence Agency. The judge boasted of an impressive educational background as well, an undergraduate degree in physics and a master's degree in psychology. None of it was true. When confronted, Cowenberg's defense was to blame a condition called pseudologia fantastica, a tendency to tell stories containing facts interwoven with fantasy. The argument didn't save him from being removed from the bench in 2001. There appears to be no agreement among psychiatrists about the relationship between mental health and lying, even though people with certain psychiatric disorders seem to exhibit specific lying behaviors. Sociopathic individuals, those diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder, tend to tell manipulative lies, while narcissists may tell falsehoods to boost their image. But is there anything more unique about the brains of individuals who lie more than others? In 2005, psychologist Yaling Yang and her colleagues compared the brain scans of three groups: 12 adults with a history of repeated lying, 16 who met the criteria for antisocial personality disorder but were not frequent liars, and 21 who were neither antisocial nor had a lying habit. The researchers found that the liars had at least 20% more neural fibers by volume in their prefrontal cortices, suggesting that habitual liars, have greater connectivity within their brains. It's possible this predisposes them to lying because they can think up lies more readily than others, or it might be the result of repeated lying. Psychologists Nobuhito Abe at Kyoto University and Joshua Green at Harvard University scanned the brains of subjects using functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, and found that those who acted dishonestly showed greater activation in the nucleus accumbens, a structure in the basal forebrain that plays a key role in reward processing. The more excited your reward system gets at the possibility of getting money, even in a perfectly honest context, the more likely you are to cheat, explains Green. In other words, greed may increase one's predisposition, to lying. One lie can lead to another and another, as evidenced by the smooth, remorseless lying of serial con men such as Hoag. An experiment by Tali Sharot, a neuroscientist at University College London, and colleagues showed how the brain becomes inured to the stress or emotional discomfort that happens when we lie, making it easier to tell the next fib. In the fMRI scans of the participants, the team focused on the amygdala, a region that is involved in processing emotions. The researchers found that the amygdala's response to lies got progressively weaker with each lie, even as the lies got bigger. Perhaps engaging in small acts of deception can lead to bigger acts of deception, she says.